Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Monday as we kickstart the week. Because we always need to feel good. What is the good of the day?
Well, the good of the day is something that you probably didn't ask for, that you're okay. Getting anyways.
All right.
Netflix.
Oh, my new favorite friend.
Is releasing one more episode of Tiger King.
One more?
One more episode. There's no season two. Especially since...
But why didn't they just give this to us in the beginning?
I don't know.
Is this an epilogue?
It might be. Might be just, you know, to maybe... Everyone had questions at the end. Maybe it's to kind of wrap everything up.
Yeah.
To answer some of the questions.
Oh, my God. Did you see how quick all of these people went right to the media and went, oh, no. None of this is true. No. They lied to me. They didn't film me the right way. You knew that was coming.
Jeff Lowe, or actually, this doesn't make any sense. In a video shared by LA Dodgers' Justin Turner, Lowe and his wife Lauren shared the news of the upcoming episode. Netflix is adding one more episode. It will be on next week. They're filming here tomorrow.
Okay, wait. What does Justin Turner have to do with it?
I guess he's the one breaking the news. I don't know about this now.
Justin Turner, a friend of the people involved Tiger King documentary?
I'm a little skeptical. If it was anybody else other than Justin Turner of the Dodgers, of my Dodgers, I would say that this was fake news. But... Maybe this is right. I don't know.
Does he have Tiger King connections?
Maybe he has Jeff Lowe connections.
Maybe Justin Turner was one of the people that partied with Jeff Lowe in Vegas with the baby tigers that were smuggled in a suitcase.
If this is coming from Jeff Lowe, we have to remember that he does tend to lie a little bit.
Yes,
maybe
he does.
Maybe it's centered around his nanny life. I don't know.
Yeah, the nanny life.
Because from what I've heard about the nanny... Is that the nanny was just paid to show up.
Yeah, because he's got an image that he's trying to show off, right?
Right.
Like, I got a nanny. She's super hot because I got a hot wife. I got a hot nanny. The hotness is just, I'm a magnet for the hotness. You can't help it. I got baby tigers. Girls want to party with me because I got baby tigers. Got a hot nanny, hot wife, who I just ordered back into the gym after she had our child because that's how I roll. Like, he's got an image that he's trying to be that guy. So maybe facade is falling apart a little bit.
Maybe he enjoyed the spotlight for 7 episodes, and now that we're kind of past Tiger King, it's starting to die out. And he's like, no. I want you guys to still be in love with me.
Yeah, that's right.
I still need you guys.
Like when we're on to something brand new. By the way, I saw a meme yesterday that made me laugh so much. It had a picture of, Steve Avery and Brendan Dassey, the Making the Murderer people.
Okay, yeah.
And it said, are you guys still trying to get us out? And then people said, watching Tiger King. And I was like, oh my God, that is so true. You get attention. And you better maximize it. You better maximize it as much as you can because we're on to the next thing as a society. And we don't remember where you are. So the people at Tiger King, you can complain all you want that we're not paying attention, that we're paying too much attention and we believe in all this stuff. But remember, there's going to be a moment where the lights are dim in your life and you're going to be begging for the love and attention that this documentary gave you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do.
I mean, how else is Joe Exotic going to get to rally the troops for his presidential pardon?
That's right. There's only a window of time for that, right?
I mean, if you go 2 more months.
That's it.
We might hear down the road that Joe, I can't even remember all his 5 last names, gets presidential pardon, and we'll probably sit there and go, who is that guy?
That's right.
I don't remember him.
That's right. There's only a window here where you can capitalize on the fame and people's attention. And then we disappear and we move on to another thing. And that's how you got to get what you want in that period of time.
And I think at the same time, Netflix would probably want this too, because, I mean, this was huge for them.
Huge.
I mean, they, people Netflix and chill all the time. They binge watch shows all the time. But this one brought a whole new audience. So you might, I mean, if it's Netflix, you might want to grab a hold of this a little bit longer. Like, come on, you know, quarantine's not, we're not done with quarantine yet. Let's keep it going.
Do you know somebody who doesn't have Netflix? Because I feel like every single person in my life has Netflix.
Yeah.
Everybody I know was talking about this documentary, and I went, you all have Netflix? You all are paying the monthly subscription to Netflix?
Well, see, that I'll argue with you on the sense that I don't know if everyone is paying the monthly subscription.
True. That's true.
Everybody's, I know they're trying to stop that, but I don't know how they would ever stop that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the guy that is afraid that if I steal a password, the FBI is at my door in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I can see that.
I remember one time I was when I worked in Charleston, South Carolina for about a year. And when I first went there, I rented a room in this house, and it was till my family showed up. And I was there for like 2 months. And I remember I was home for lunch, and I had lunch, and my roommate was a really cool guy, but he was home. And I went downstairs, and he was watching on one of those Madea movies that was on, just watching it.
Yep.
And I went, oh, which one is this? And he told me, and I knew immediately that movie was in the theater. And I said to him, how are you watching that? It isn't in the theater. And he started showing me, like, it was way too complex, but he started showing me these websites that had all these movies, and you had to get the secret thing, and you had to kind of go through here. And this, you could get all these movies that are in the theater that people illegally down. I thought he was going to get arrested. Like, I was so naive.
Honestly,
I thought the cops were going to be at our door any day now for illegally streaming these movies.
I think that's our generation.
I think that is too,
because we were brought up in a generation like, don't steal cable.
That's right. That's you're 100% right.
And
we were the ones that were told, don't take the tags off mattresses.
Yes.
Right.
And I still have my tags on my mattresses.
I'm not taking that tag off. If I, as soon as I clip it off, there's going to be like a SWAT team smashing through my window.
Yeah. You know? But then you think about, what are they really going to do?
No, you're right.
We were brought up, if you stole cable, it was like, oh my God, you're going to get fined. You're going to go to jail and da da da. And they're just going to read you this whole list. And, you know, think about it. If you were caught stealing cable, what would they do to you?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Are they really going to throw you in jail for stealing cable? Like, I mean, you're in there with hardened criminals, and yeah. What are you in for? Boosting my neighbor's cable.
You're 100% correct. It is a generation thing.
But
he must have been 15 years younger than me, man. He was a young, probably mid-20s, so maybe 10 years younger than me.
I've never recorded a movie. Like, borrowed a VHS tape.
Yeah.
Remember when you had, like, you can get, like, a DVD player? And
yeah,
you can burn
that's right.
DVDs?
That's right.
I don't think I ever burned a DVD.
No. That's funny.
In fear of, you know, I'm using it improperly, even though I could do it because I'm not selling it.
Good point. Good point. All right. I'm sorry for the distraction.
No, throw that out there. No, that's fine.
Let's get to the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is, there's quarantine, or tigers have been dominating the story in quarantine, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, there was a tiger tested positive for coronavirus at the Bronx Zoo.
How did this happen? How did they?
You saw the story, yeah?
Right.
But I didn't see the details.
I've been seeing the headline all morning.
It's the first animal to have tested positive for the coronavirus. They fear that the other tigers and lions that are in the vicinity at the Bronx Zoo are also positive because they're showing symptoms of coronavirus. But it's the first animal that in America that has tested positive coronavirus. It just happens to be a tiger.
Okay, hold on one second. How did the tiger get a test for coronavirus?
Well, I mean,
how did
the person who gave it no longer has arms?
Yeah,
guaranteed. Because the only way I know how to deliver that test or administer that test is you stick that little long Q-tip all the way into the back of someone's nose.
What made them test for coronavirus? Was this a test? Again, the science is over my head, way over my head.
Did they test
for something and it showed up corona? Or did somebody go, just out of nowhere, just out of curiosity, test that tiger for coronavirus?
I think it might have been that. They might have been looking as like, well, you know, he's kind of feverish. He's labored breathing.
He's complaining about Trump and the administration. Let's just give him a test to see if he has coronavirus.
And it turns out, I guess, one of the zoo handlers there also, I mean, he tested positive, but has shown no symptoms of it.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it was him that gave it to the tiger. Now, I don't know what he was doing to give it to the tigers.
That's it. This thing is getting everybody. It's going to get baboons and cheetahs.
It's dogs.
They say dogs can't get it, but are we 100% sure?
Probably not.
Yeah. God.
I mean, you know, what is it? If it goes to the animal kingdom, does it go beyond global pandemic? Or is it the very definition of global pandemic?
That's true. If the animal, if all the animals get it, we're doomed. The animals will just rally and go, that's enough.
Yeah, we're done.
You've done enough. We didn't mind the zoos. The poaching drove us crazy, but coronavirus, now we're taking back over the world.
Yeah.
Now we're back.
What if we start seeing a rise in animal activity? Because I got to imagine, hunting.
Right.
Hunting's got to have gone down, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's an animal population control for some areas.
Yeah.
In the country, making sure to keep the certain animal population
less
down.
Cars on the road mean less roadkill.
Yeah,
so
true.
Raccoons, opossums, they're going to grow in numbers now.
Unreal. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is actually not a bad one. The dumb of it is the addiction part of it.
Okay.
And if I tell you this, you too will be addicted to it.
All right.
There's been a little growing trend on Twitter. It's like a grassroots trend. I just started seeing it yesterday.
Okay.
And you can go and you can start seeing a lot more. Basically, what people are doing, they're showing aerial photos of weird baseball fields.
When you say weird baseball
fields? Like high school baseball fields, county park baseball
fields. Just any baseball field.
Any baseball field. And what I'm saying that's weird is that there usually tends to be a weird shape to the outfield. Like, they decided it was like some high school decided to build their baseball stadium here, but they there was a building that kind of jettisons right out in center field.
Oh, okay.
So they've built a wall, but when you look at it from above, it's not a perfect diamond shape.
Gotcha.
Like how most baseball fields are. There's like these little kinks there, or some fields of like it's like 290 to right. About maybe 300 to center, and then it's like 800 feet to left field.
Oh, I see.
Because the field just keeps going and going and going.
So, real quick, is that the – so this isn't like a nostalgic thing where like, just put a baseball diamond on Twitter just to remind us of the sport,
no.
The national pastime. This is find a really bizarre-looking layout and send us that.
Yes.
Like, put that up.
Like,
okay.
Most people are sending pictures of their former high school.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
Oh, my high school had a weird looking baseball field. And it's just this thing that's been slowly, slowly growing.
Got it.
I don't understand why it's going. I'm looking at this one right here. This one, it's a local high school that somebody played at. The outfield was nicknamed the Hook because, I mean, if you're a left-handed batter, you wanted to be a left-handed batter at this field. Because the right field looks like it might be like 250.
I got you.
Versus left field looks like, 700.
I wish I could do that with my high school, but we didn't have a fence. We just had open field. So if you hit something deep, it would just go forever, and the outfielder would go, just let that go.
Yep. One field was built around the high school track. So where the track starts to turn, that's center field.
Wow. So that's become the trend on Twitter.
That's become this trend, but it's fascinating to just kind of see all these aerial photos. And that's
why
I'm saying
it's dumb. Is there a hashtag that I could see some of these people tagging it? So.
If you go to Twitter, and I think if you just type in baseball fields, or I think it just pops up.
Okay.
I'll have to do some investigation.
I'll have to check that out. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday. It is Wake Up Call, Tony D and Ron Culver.